Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As we come to the close of a volatile and turbulent year in worldwide financial markets and national economies, what is likely in 2016? Here are some of my forecasts. 1. Government debts in just about every nation will grow. Doing so will effectively devalue just about every paper currency on the planet. 2. Much of the past volatility in financial markets was caused by governments that refused to acknowledge that people do not want governments to destroy the value of their currencies. In reaction, governments tried to disguise the destruction of wealth or to make it difficult for people to protect their wealth. In 2016, look for governments to continue to pretend that they are not the source of financial volatility. 3. Government denials that their actions are the underlying cause of market volatility mean that financial turbulence next year will be even worse than it was this year. By the end of the year, don't be surprised if it seems like a new major crisis pops up every day or two. 4. For instance, for all the bluster about the Federal Reserve planning further raises in the federal funds interest rate next year, I expect to see it at or below the current level by the end of 2016. 5. Expect that increases in minimum wage will continue to destroy entry positions for new workers in the jobs market. More machines beyond self-checkout lines will come into use in activities now normally performed by human beings. 6. When the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, was enacted in 2010, President Obama vigorously asserted that no elements of the law would ever change. In the years since, many changes and delays in implementation have occurred, with the president being the politician most active at changing his own law. Expect the president to initiate even more changes to the Affordable Care Act in 2016. This just scratches the surface of what to anticipate next year. Tune in Wednesday for more predictions you won't hear from anyone else. That's it for this time. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.